Rob, lovely to see you again. And thanks for being such a regular commentator on the BizNews briefing in the morning. You called Trump a while ago. So did R.W. Johnson. On the 8th of October, we ran a piece for BizNews Premium. R.W. said the data shows Trump is going to win. The mainstream media in America and indeed here in South Africa just would not believe it. There were seven states that determined or were going to always determine which way the presidency went. All of them went to Trump. So it's comprehensive.
Comprehensive indeed. It's not quite a landslide. I think a landslide is 60-40, the definition, but it's damn close. And I am thrilled. I think the world is in a much better place, and it would be even better if we can make South Africa great again. But, you know, I called Trump at 285. He's going to probably go through 300. So, you know, I always disbelieve mainstream media in America. And once celebrities start endorsing someone, you know, it's a surefire way for that person to lose. No one listens to celebrities or elites talking down to people. They look at the facts. And a lot of people don't like Donald's character, myself included. But you've got to look past him and look at his policies, what he intends to do, who are the people around him. And the fact is, he's been president already for 4 years before. He's had 4 years in the waiting room to stew, to think about what he could do better. And he's going to hit the ground running. He's actually going to hit the ground very quickly. He knows exactly the people he wants to put in place and exactly the policies he wants to implement. And he's got a seriously big mandate from the voters in America to implement those policies. So I'm very positive about the world, where the world is today. All we've got to do is get rid of Keir Starmer and the Labour Party in the UK, some lefty in Australia, I can't remember his name, and the dreadful Trudeau in Canada. And the Western civilization is back on the correct trajectory. And of course, it would be nice to get rid of the ANC in this country, but we're going to talk about Trump's impact on South Africa in a second, I guess.
You've lived in America. You've studied in America. You've got a lot of American friends. You'd plugged in far better than most South Africans are to that country. Why this big swing to Trump?
So the people that I speak to are mainly investors, corporate chieftains, heads of institutions, business people. And every single one of them, publicly or quietly in private, said, we're backing Trump. You know, anyone who's from a communist or socialist country that lives in America now says, we just cannot, we've seen socialism and communism, they don't work, they're destructive, they're evil, they kill people. And Kamala is closer to that socialist world than Trump. Trump is a business person, we need more business people in politics, I agree with that. You know, we're voting for Trump. A lot of people, actually like Bill Ackman, who is a lifelong Democrat, went public and said, you know, I'm now backing Trump, I'm a Republican. But also very impressive, successful people like Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, and others, you know, said, you know, on record, we're with Trump. And I follow those people. I think they're the smartest people of all, those business successes. And all of them back Trump. So it was the business, I'm not going to say elites, because I'll leave elites for the Democrats, but it was the business success stories. The workers, males, huge swing in blacks and Latinos to Trump, big swing in under 30s to Trump, and he deserves it. He deserves the victory. He's won the popular vote. He's won the Senate. He's won the House. He's got his mandate to get rid of woke, get rid of DEI, to get rid of ESG, get rid of identity politics, to get rid of men competing in women's sports, and all of this rubbish that has come in via the left. And I think we're on track for a very, very good next 4 years. America
for
and
America.
The world.
And America the world and the South world. Africa? South Africa?
Well, I think South Africa is irrelevant. I think, you know, Donald Trump is not particularly interested in Africa, and I doubt South Africa is even on his radar. But the fact is that our moronic ANC, because they're being bribed by the Iranians through MTN, structures, trust me. I think our moronic ANC, you know, supporting the rogue states of Russia, China, and Iran, are going to get some tough medicine at some point from Trump, and deservedly so.
When you had come back to South Africa, we were a non-aligned country, or certainly that's how we try to position ourselves. Can you see that positioning will now get accelerated in future?
You know, Cyril is spineless, but he's isolated. And, you know, I think he is trying to do the right thing with the GNU. But the ANC is not a single voice. You've got communists in the ANC, you've got trade unionists in the ANC, you've got lunatics, incompetents, morons, you've got everyone, clowns, you've got the whole gang. And it's impossible now for Cyril to speak with one voice and represent what the ANC stands for and means. It doesn't stand for anything except corruption, incompetence, and taking money from whoever will give it to them. They're that bunch of prostitutes now. So, you know, on the international front, Iran cleared the ANC's debt. So the ANC is Iran's lapdog, and hence the ICJ court application against Israel. You know, and Iran says jump, and the ANC says how high. So for Cyril to swing his group of lunatics to a more centrist position is very difficult when the paymasters are Russia and Iran.
Sure. So what does that mean for South Africa, in your opinion? I know you have been investing in the Western Cape quite significantly, but the rest of South Africa, is it uninvestable again?
Well, it's not really investable. From an outside FDI perspective, I wouldn't bother looking at South Africa. The Western Cape, as a South African, is very investable. If the GNU survives, the Western Cape will continue to boom. If the GNU collapses, semigration will go through the roof, and the Western Cape will continue to boom. And it's being run well by the DA. So the sooner Gauteng voters wake up and realize that they've got, you know, the lunatics at the helm, the ANC, and get rid of them, the Gauteng is never going to get fixed. The DA needs a clear majority. There needs to be over 50% to fix Gauteng. Otherwise, they're not going to bother even taking on a coalition to run Gauteng. And I think they're right. So is South Africa investable for FDI? Still not. No. We've only got two more years of the GNU. So
there was an interesting gathering at the Voortrekker Monument recently, where Gayton McKenzie, who you've been a big supporter of, had quite a big impact. This is all against the Bella Bill. Why would Gayton position himself against the Bella Bill so publicly at an event where there were many people, thousands of people?
Gayton does the right thing in each and every circumstance. He was born speaking Afrikaans in some small town in the Free State near Bloemfontein. And he believes that Afrikaans, the language, the culture, is very much part of the fabric of South Africa and cannot be marginalized or minimalized. And he said so. You know, he stands on principle. He stands for Israel. Correct. He stands for Afrikaans, the language and the culture. Correct. He stands for equal opportunity but not equal result. Correct. He's on the money. Gayton is a man of principle. And in the cases where he thinks Cyril is doing the right thing, which to me at very rare occasions, he stands with Cyril. Correct. So Gayton is a man of principles, a man of values, and he's doing the right thing in each and every case. I stand with him. And, you know, he went there to show that he believed the Bella Bill is a bad bill and is trying to, in a cruel and unfair way, marginalize the Afrikaans language and Afrikaans culture. So he stood against it, as do I.
Rob Hersoff, global entrepreneur. Before you go, Gayton's Patriotic Alliance has come from nowhere to 2% of the national vote. Franz Grenier, I think, was suggesting that they'd go up to 4% if the election was held today. You're looking at 6% now. It certainly is a party on the move. They won a by-election recently, which I guess is pointing in the right direction. Where's your prediction for where the PA Patriotic Alliance will end up?
So on a national basis, it's trending to 10%. I think in the municipals, which is a great indication of, competence. People look for competence in the municipals because they want to have their roads and towns and villages and fixed and things working. I think the Patriotic Alliance will do extremely well. So I think they'll 6 to 10% in the municipals and be at 10% by the nationals.
It's going to be an interesting development as we go forward. Rob Herzog, global entrepreneur, bringing us his views on the Donald Trump victory in the United States.